could that be? Oh, it's Kirk.
Hey! Happy birthday, Radio Clash!
But it's 2 weeks ago.
But this is show 100, isn't it?
No, it's show 101.
But I've done a theme song and everything.
Oh,
It goes like this.
No.
Podcast, 100th podcast, we fucked the record companies. This show is 100. And
Russians eat and die sushi?
That wasn't it. Kenzel Rises History.
Why don't they jail Pete Doherty?
Oh, fuck. All right, we'll go with the last one.
Scriptwriters meeting.
We have a scriptwriters meeting. They come in and we shoot them all.
Hello and welcome to show 101 of Radio Clash, and this is the Traffic Islands edition, otherwise known as Why Don't We Do It in the Road?
Hello.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash 101, and this is a Traffic Island edition with me and your fellow Muppet Kirk.
Oh, fuck off, Gonzo. Actually, you're more like Miss Piggy, aren't you? I hope you got your eyes on me, Kermie. Hey-ya! Anyway, do you want to explain about this, how it's kind of a belated birthday show, really?
No.
This should have been show 100. It's a nice round number. It would have coincided with the second birthday of Radio Clash. But due to
unforeseen difficulties,
We weren't able to do it. I actually prefer the fact that this is show number 101. It's got loads of kind of Orwellian kind of connotations, actually.
Which, given the way how this show has been absolute torture, is actually quite appropriate.
Actually, you know, imagine being taken off by secret police, stuffed in a room, and you're worse than
forced to make a podcast. This would be it.
I'm actually thinking more on behalf of the people listening to it.
But it works for nightmare. Both ways.
But this is our little kind of second year celebratory show, which has been themed.
Yep.
And this is my little intro for it, because I think it deserves an explanation. Blatantly, we're ripping off Desert Island Discs here, a long-running show on BBC Radio where banal, middle-class, faux-intellectual celebrities discuss the treasured music that would spare them from madness should they be stranded on, hence the title, a desert island. Our version is a little more common, a little more mundane, but infinitely more accessible. Imagine, if you will, trying to cross a busy road. This is important. Setting the scene here.
Yeah.
Oxford Street in London's West End, for example. The traffic is busy. You manage to cross one lane, but are trapped halfway.
Go north.
Waiting for the cars, lorries, buses, taxis and rickshaws to clear. You could be trapped there for... How long's an average pop song? You could be trapped there for between 15 and 17 and a half minutes, depending on the average length of a pop song.
Average late age? It's some kind of sexual thing going on with age here. It's pop.
So, dear viewer, what five songs would you choose to listen to on your iPod, your mini disc player, your CD player, your Walkman,
your gramophone,
your fold away pocket sized Technics decks, or portable wax cylinder player? It's a conundrum, certainly, but we aim to find out in a show we're calling Traffic Island Discs.
Hi, this is Jeb from 50 Pound Note, bringing you my five Traffic Island discs. Coming in at number five from 1976, it's Kiss with Shout It Out Loud. Coming in at number four from 1989, it's The Cure with Disintegration. It's been 5 minutes, stop. Coming in at number 3 from 1990, it's Depeche Mode with World in My Eyes. Coming in at number 2 from 1985, it's New Order with The Perfect Kiss. And coming in at number 1 from 1980, it's Fashion from David Bowie. Here's a special live version recorded with Frank Black of the Pixies.
You gotta play my 50th now.
I'm suffering from the foxtrots.
No, it should be the way. I've got the foxtrots and he's got the grot bags. So, do you know my list or your list? Or
no, let's go for your list.
No, I have to be the guinea pig.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So, this is my list on a traffic island.
Yeah.
Which I'm not sure why I'm saying it in this funny voice, it's just me. Which we did our photo shoot from earlier. Which
is great, yes.
No, we can't mention that, can we? It's out of sync. Anyway, so I decided that my one had to be about a theme, had to have a theme, because Radio Clash is always my kind of top 5 or top 12, actually, or something like that each week. So this is my top 5 car-related songs. Mm. And so, yeah.
Oh, what did you... Sorry.
Mmm, he Ken says, while drinking wine.
No.
Right, so this is my top 5 car songs. Number 5 is Girls on Top, otherwise known as Richard X, with We Didn't Give a Damn About Our Friends, which uses Gary Newman's Cars with, originally used the Dina Howe, Fruit Like Me, but most people know this from the Sugar Babes track, which was number 1 in this country, where they recorded the Fruit Like Me vocal. And they called it something a bit nicer than We Don't Give a Damn About Our Friends. What do they call it? Just
was it not Freak Like Me? I
think it was. I thought it was.
Sure it was.
Yeah, I think they just called it Freak Like Me, Cars Mix, or something weird like that. So, anyway.
Yeah.
I should say, why I chose that, shouldn't I?
Why not? Why not? Sorry, your bedroom's just
falling down. I'm clamming up. I see. It's those pauses again.
Yeah, I know, the pregnant ones. The council estate pregnant pauses.
Anyway, I chose that because that's one of the first bootlegs I ever heard, and of course it uses Gary Newman Cars, and spot the bootlegs with Gary.
Yeah, which bloody bootleg doesn't use that?
Yes, which bootleg doesn't use Gary Newman's Cars? What you could have had is Autobahn.
Yeah.
That's the ones I didn't pick, and you could have had the Cats and Jammers version. There's like a steel band version of Cars, which is very good. Number 4 is DJ JR, otherwise known as Chaos Productions, with Maya the Caro Beetle. The other one that uses Gary Newman's Cars, with El Trim, the Cars That Go Boom, which is Miami bass.
Yeah.
I think you've heard of Miami bass. It's kind of like, usually, it's like a hip-hop Miami thing. Funny enough.
Yeah. Actually, since these bootlegs are car-related, should they be called smash-ups?
Yeah, smash-ups, yes. Well, it's a bit of a crash situation. We like to shag in the cars while they crash. While I have the smash-ups. That's why they're called smash-ups. We like to kill each other in cars whilst listening to them.
Okay, all right.
That works, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Number 3 is Tiki Bang Bang.
The length some people go to just for sound effect.
Crash. Number 3 is Tiki Bang Bang from the classic Disney...
Disney
production.
Is that Disney Paris then?
Yeah, Disney work. I don't know why I chose it. I think it's because he's in a bootleg. He's in a DJ Nerno bootleg, and so I've kind of been fond of it ever since. Even though that same film has Truly Scrumptious, which is one of the most horrible songs
of
all time. It's horrible. Out of tune children singing about sweets or sex or something. I don't know what they're singing about. Bring on the pedo jokes. So anyway, number 2 is Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, Death Cab for Cutie, which is Vic Stansel.
That was named after the band, wasn't it?
No, the band were named after it.
Okay.
And they might have sent it back in time or something, a bit like the Encyclopedia Galactica. But they... it did spawn whiny indie group, yeah, unfortunately. But the plus side is that it's Viv Stanzel doing his best Elvis impression and taking the piss, and it's all about someone taking a cab ride and dying, which we like.
because you never have enough of those songs, can you?
And number 1 is... let's try and organise the drum roll. Is Art of Noise, Close to the Edit, which is total tenuous link, but it's the best song on this list, and also it's because it has all the car sounds starting, all the samples. It's one of the first sample tunes I ever heard as well.
Excellent.
It's like, again. It's those council estate pregnant pauses. I think the grot bags has got your voice, hasn't it?
I know.
Yeah.
I am. I'm actually ill today. I can't focus properly.
Kirk is ill.
I'm properly ill, not pretend ill, not like...
I got a note saying Kirk is ill. It was from you, actually, but anyway. Kirk is ill. Please let him off game. Signed, Kirk.
that was a dead giveaway, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a bit of a giveaway. I was thinking, whose signature is in Forge? But no, it's Kirk, so... Well, it was a bit
I did write the whole note with my left hand, so I thought that would be disguise enough.
Yes, so... and I've got a bit of the foxtrots as well, so... Yes. rather than the tarantulas. So, oh, yes, of course, something that you forgot to tell everyone about.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I didn't actually get around to doing my research properly until the other week when I decided to actually listen to Desert Island Discs. And I forgot that everyone has to name a luxury item as well that they take to their traffic island. So, Tim, what luxury items / items have you chosen?
I'm sure you told me two luxury items, so I've got two.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's just being greedy, basically.
Yeah, I know. Number one is porn.
Yeah, okay.
So I would, of course, have a crafty shuffle on the, was it Mrs. Palmer and her Five Fingers?
Yeah.
I'd have a...
Taking Captain Picard to warp speed.
Is that what it's called?
Glazing your knuckles, yeah.
Yeah, glazing your knuckles, yeah. Yeah. Was it? Well, it's one about the monkey, isn't there?
I think so, yeah.
Anyway.
Isn't that a bit, aren't you a bit kind of exposed on a traffic island?
Well, I'd have to hide behind the bollard.
But you'd still be visible from at least, three other directions.
Well,
I mean, if obviously, you're on a crossroads or something, if there's only one person coming along on the other road, that's fine. But, if there's pedestrians all around you, I don't know.
Well, I'll have to make a little glory hole on the side of the bollard then and shag that. I don't know.
You just make a feature of it,
Yeah.
But you just get someone along to film and you can say you are like art students doing a project.
Like we were earlier. So, I would have that because it would be a lonely time on the island. There would be no shagging happen unless there was someone else on the island. So, okay. And the other one would be I would hotwire the little, those little electric bollards that glow, as you do.
As they do.
It sounds a bit dodgy. I would hotwire a coffee machine, so I had coffee in the mornings.
Yeah, so you're actually planning to be on this traffic island for a long time, then, are you?
Well, that's the idea. We are trapped on a traffic island. So I'm going to play Art of Noise, which I think you were...
What?
In a previous life, you were quite happy with.
Oh, no, I am. I really am. I do like that song. It's very, very good. No, the problem is this will always happen where... We're sat here, you will name something, and it's like, I just forget to be enthusiastic at that precise moment. So, no, I can do another enthusiastic.
All right, do it again. Right, so my number one is Art of Noise, Close to the Edit.
Yes! Oh, my God!
Anchor.
I can't believe you said that. That's like my favourite one ever as well.
But that's mine as well.
Well,
But I saw it first. I shagged it.
It's big enough for the both of us,
Oh, true.
Actually, this record is bigger than both of us.
Yes, it is.
It's like a plate full of nachos.
It is actually the father of the whole universe.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Mm. Actually, the little hole in the middle of the record is the centre of the universe.
Maybe we can fuck it.
If you had a like a bodybuilding steroids enhanced penis, yeah.
Imagine if you had that trapped around your dick going into A&E.
Hey, do you want to look at my novelty cock ring, everyone? This is what you should do when you're DJing. You actually turn up naked.
Just wearing a record. Yes.
Dum 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 dum
Radio Crash.
What does this button do here?
Well, it's a bit chilly out here. I really wish I'd bought a coat or at least another jumper. Ooh-wee. Still, at least I've got my thermos, which is not bad. Hello, this is Eric from the Kleptones. Living on an island. Feeling a little bit perturbed, having been dumped in the middle of a traffic island. Not really much of a party, is it, Tim? Celebrating your year 100th episode. I mean, congratulations and all that. But this is rather an unexpected venue for a celebration. Just as well I bought my trusty JVC 1979 Biphonic boombox with a selection of old-fashioned cassettes and stuff. So most of them are quite old, but a couple of them are fresh. I always like to carry a little mixed bag of bits and pieces. Well, I think we found something quite good. Let's have a listen and see what's on this. Highly appropriate, I think, for a traffic island at number 5 would be the sound of Weavy de Crepon. or better known as Weeby Stonder. Don't know why they changed the name on that one. Contract problems, gentlemen. But yeah, if there's anything that's going to confuse the hell out of a bunch of drivers going round a roundabout, then it's definitely going to be Tonwa.
I want you to run down the M1, right? Stay in the central reservation. Look out, there's a bollard. Here's another one. Here's another one. Look out, there's a bollard. Here's another one. Look out, there's a bollard. Here's another one. Look out. It's a bollard. 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 It's a bollard.
Right, moving right along. Number four, I think, would be something a bit old. So let's have a bit of Can. Always good. Nice long track as well. You always think when people do like Desert Island Discs and things like that, it's like, why don't you pick, you know, like Heartbreak Hotel, which is only about 2 minutes long. You know, not enough people that are sort of reaching out for longer tracks. So we'll have a bit of You Do Right. So moving on to number three, something a bit more recent. It's always worth having one tape with a compilation of new bits and pieces on. Let's do Lupe Fiasco. This is a track called The Instrumental.
He just sits and watches the people in the boxes. Everything he sees, he absorbs and adopts it. He mimics and he mocks it. Really hates the box, but he can't remember how to stop it. So he continues to watch it, hoping that it'll give him something that he can box with. How the locksmith see the boxes locked in the box, ain't got the combination to unlock it. That's why he watches, scared to look away, cause at that moment it might show him what to take off the locks with. So he chained himself to the box, took a lock and then he locked it. Swallowed the combination and then forgot it. As the doctors jotted all down with their pens and pencils, the same ones that took away his voice and just left his instrumental like that.
Yeah, so moving on to number three, speedily on. Yeah, trying to avoid no more Traffic Island cliches, no autobahn, no 2468 motorway. But definitely, I think on a Traffic Island, a little bit of Slade would go down pretty well.
How does it feel right at the start? And how does it feel when you are thrown?
The zen-like meditation of Noddy Holder, highly appropriate for the rush hour traffic, I think. Very, very good. Anyway, quick rundown. So yeah, number five, Weeby de Crepon, Tonwa. Number four, You Do Right by Can. Number three, The Instrumental by Lupe Fiasco. Number two, How Does It Feel by Slade. And, well, let's face it, if you're stuck on a traffic island with a ghetto blaster, there's really only one record that you want to blast out at full volume. There's really only one thing that I can think of. So here you go. Congratulations, Tim. 100 episodes. I'm proud as punch of you. Here's my Traffic Island disc. Highly appropriate. I think you'll like this.
loudspeaker spoke up and said, the loudspeaker spoke up and said, the loudspeaker spoke up and said, the loudspeaker spoke up and said, Christianity is stupid. 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 Communism is good. Communism is good. Communism is good. Communism is good. Can you hear that? Give up. Can you hear that? Give up. Give up. Give up. Give up. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Give up. Give up. Give up. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Communism is good. Communism is good. Give up. Give up. Give up. From 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. From 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. From 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Communism is good. Communism is good. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Give up. Give up. Communism is good. Give up. Give up. Give up. 17 hours of faith. Give up. Give up. Give up. Give up. Give up.
Shop as usual and avoid panic buying.
Yeah, because it's for the second year anniversary of Radio Clash.
Woo! 2 year anniversary!
Yes, yes.
Favorite 5 records?
Any kind of record.
Wow, okay. Off of the top of my head. Yeah, I'm kind of like the list person.
Yeah, but we also don't have exactly.
Oh, no. Yeah, we are two different people with two very different kinds of... Lots of crossover, which you can tell if you look at our CD collection and you see the doubles. Because when we consolidated our CD collections when we moved in, like, neither one of us wanted to get rid of our copies.
Yes, yes.
So there's quite a few doubles of things.
It's like this sentimental
value. A lot of Cure seems to be doubled.
Yeah, this is how we knew it was true love, when we moved our CD collections together and so much was the same. I'm like, okay, this is going to work out after all.
Have you, like Ben, you haven't organized them thematically, have you?
Only
we tried
slightly,
to at one time.
That was scary.
And like now we've got this and this and
it's all good. That's all right.
This is what happened ever since then.
Piles.
There are a bunch of records under there, just like there are over there.
Yeah.
Under the cat.
No. That's the booty box. That's the that's all the stuff
cool.
That you hear. Yeah, and also Myra's favorite place to. Hi, Myra.
Hello.
But no, it's
Was the cat.
Thanks, just explaining that.
But okay, let's see. Five Traffic Island discs. Okay. This is subject to change, but if the house was burning down and I had to just grab five like that, I would say Celebrity Skin by Hole, Mechanical Animals by Marilyn Manson, Pretty Hate Machine by Nine Inch Nails, Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me by The Cure, and Operation Mindcrime by Queensryche.
Ah, so that's your number one.
Is that No. That was in absolutely no particular order. So no, my.
What would be your number one?
If Queensryche was number one, we might have to think about something.
Yeah. That's a tough call.
Are those albums rather than albums?
Oh yeah,
what's
albums.
Number one track.
Oh, number one track. There is absolutely no way. It's funny because I always compile a top 10 for the year, and it's always albums. And because like songs to me are so like ephemeral. You know, they're of the moment and then they're gone. And you know, whereas an album tends to kind of have legs. Like, you know, you'll continue to put on an album because an album you can like sit back and listen to for a chunk of time. It's not like you, hey, I'm going to listen to that one song. I mean, no, that one song might turn up in shuffle in your iPod, but it's not like you're going to like, hey, let's listen to that one song. And then 3 minutes later,
I'm going to be really evil. What's your favorite album then?
Favorite album?
Of all time.
You know, man, I got it. You know, it changes here and there. Like that, like I would say three of those albums have kind of like shifted the top position depending on where I've been in my life. And I will say a good chunk of those albums, it's, you know, based in nostalgic, where it was really important to me in that life. But I can, at that point in my life, but I can now listen to it. And not only am I, you know, taken back to that time period, which was so significant, but it might still say new things to me. I gotta say, Celebrity Skin by Hole.
Right.
That is an album that it's derivative. Like, you know what? If you think about it, almost every single one of the albums on that list is derivative. You can point to something else that was probably more of a landmark album, more groundbreaking, where you can like sort of trace the lineage. Mechanical Animals by Marilyn Manson is a perfect example. But it took everything that I loved. It took, you know, glam rock. You know, it took, you know, David Bowie's Ziggy Stardust. And, you know, but it put it in a blender with, you know, with a really hard rock kind of like almost like Ministry or, you know, and then there's like a punk element and took everything I love. And it was completely derivative, but so well done. You know, it was like the perfect synthesis of, you know, a good chunk of what I liked. So was it groundbreaking? No, but it pretty much synthesized everything I like.
I know Kirk would second you on that because we've jumped up and down to what was the big track from there?
Celebrity Skin.
That's a
great track. And you know, it's like that's the previous 10 years of alternative music, all, you know, mixed in with some Fleetwood Mac and super glossy overproduced
seriously
production.
Overproduced.
But you know what? I love seriously overproduced.
Me and Kirk have pogoed like mad. They played it at Ducky. Yeah. We love it. So yes.
And you know what else is great about both Celebrity Skin and with Mechanical Animals? Neither lead singer can really sing all that well.
No.
And you know what's great about that? Is that both those albums are great sing-along records.
Yeah.
Because you can sing along, you can sing harmonies, you can probably sing better than them, you can sing, you know, and not feel self-conscious about it.
Yeah.
Oh, make me over. I'm all I wanna be. A walking study. Look at my face. My name is Might Have Been. My name is Never Was. My name Forgotten. Hey, so glad you could make it. Yeah, now you really made it. Hey, there's only us left now.
Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite
Podcast. Podcast.
Podcast.
I didn't get an iPod. No one I know got an iPod.
No.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay, it's time for top five from Australia with Marty B. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special show. Firstly, take some time out to say congratulations, Tim Bear Cub. What an awesome couple of years. Thank you, thank you. And again, I say thank you, because it's all been wonderful, and as I've said to you online, it is the perfect travel-to-work companion. It's, with so many shows archived, here's to 1 million squillion more. Now, top five. Okay, if I was stuck somewhere and I had to hang on to five certain tunes, favorite overall style would be hip-hop. So, here's the top five. Five stereo MCs with Connected. I've probably had that one on vinyl. For as long as I've been playing, and will never let go of it. You know, I used to play it a lot when I had the chance on national radio, if I ever got the chance. Number four is Art of Noise, Close to the Edit. Again, more British stuff. It was most appealing to me in my youth that it was all coming from the UK. So what? Stack of Humanoids, so what? You know, Moby, blah, blah, blah. So what? It just happened that way. And another British influence is Mike Oldfield. So I would have to have Tubular Bells. I don't care if it's the A-side or the B-side, but it has to be the original. That's number three. Number two, let's go down under, shall we? Split Ends and their punk, their wave of dressing up as freaky art student punks, but yet pulling off sounds that would eventually form Crowded House, give the Finn Brothers their leg up. So here's to them. But number one for me has always been, and will always be, I've always said it, my favourite and earliest, Collusion, which led to the concept of mashup and bootleg, as we know it now. It is Run DMC with Aerosmith, rest in peace JMJ, my favourite rap act with one of the best rock icons, Aerosmith, Walk This Way.
Just give me a kiss.
So that was the end of part one of Traffic Island Discs. In part two, we hear from Kirk and his list and his favourite five records that he would have on Traffic Island and his one luxury item. And you find out why he's having a fiancé with his fiancé Beyoncé. And also lists from Bicycle Mark and Lee from My Motorway podcast and some very good music. So I hope you listen to that. I'll speak to you soon.